This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا إن نتبع الهدى معك نتخطف من أرضنا أولم نمكن لهم حرما آمنا يجبى إليه ثمرات كل شيء رزقا من لدنا ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. So in verse 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one of the many lame and feeble excuses of the polytheists of Makkah. So they had a host of excuses. At times they would say, you know what, this whole concept of tawheed and monotheism is strange and foreign and alien to us. Ma sami'na bihada fi aba'in al-awwaleen. But our forefathers never spoke about this here. And we are doing precisely what our forefathers did. Ma wajadna alayhi aba'ana. That this is how they've been worshipping all these gods, and that's why we worship in it. Aja'ala al-alihata ilahan wahida inna hadha la shay'un ujab. Has he condensed all the gods into one? But this is peculiar and this is strange. So they had different excuses. Then sometimes they would say, no, I'm not convinced he's a prophet. He needed more prominence. He needed more wealth. He needed more affluence. He needed more presence around him. Or then, you know what? He must cause the earth to split. He must cause the earth to split. He must revive some people that have passed on. وَلْيَبْعَثْ لَنَا مَنْ مَضَى مِنْ آبَائِنَا. And he must revive some of our ancestors. And amongst our ancestors must be Qusay bin Kilab. فَإِنْ صَدَقُوكَ صَدَّقْنَاكَ وَإِنْ كَذَبُوكَ كَذَّبْنَاكَ. If they stand up from the grave and they say, no, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking the truth, then we'll consider embracing your faith. But if they deny, then we won't accept. And if you don't revive them, then we will not even consider it. So this was the kind of baseless, feeble, excuses that they would make. So now in verse 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of their excuses was, lame excuses, وَقَالُوا, and they said, إِنَّ تَبِعُ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ. Okay, you know what? We gave it thought. Actually, you do make sense. And your teachings are correct. Not like it's pending their approval. Not like it's pending their approval. But our fear and our concern is that if we were to embrace the truth, نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا, then we will be taken and removed from our land. So, you know what, things are going good for us. We're going with the norms. We're going with the flow. If we're going to embrace this thing that is strange, peculiar, foreign to our communities and our societies, then people will marginalize us, ostracize us, and banish us. Now, ridiculous and preposterous of them to say such a thing. Because Allah responds with three answers. So they claim, and the narration say his name was Harith bin Nawfal, who made this claim that if I become a Muslim, that's fine. But imagine society, they're going to shun me, they're going to ostracize me. وَقَالُوا, and they said, إِنَّ تَبِعُ الْهُدَى, if we follow the truth, مَعَكَ with you, نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا, we will be removed from the land. People will just banish us. What will happen to our livelihood, our sustenance, our income, our stability? So due to the safety of our economic condition and the well-being of our lives, we're not embracing the truth. So Allah responded in three ways. Number one, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Have we not given them safety in the secured haram? Have we not anchored them? Have we not established them? So currently, their state was that of disbelief, denial, etc. Yet they were given safety because they were the residents and the inhabitants of Makkah. In fact, on their journeys to and fro between winter and summer months, Surah Quraysh chapter 106, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَافِهِمْ رِحْلَةَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ.
كان لقريش رحلتان, رحلة في الشتاء ورحلة في الصيف. The Quraysh would generally travel twice a year, in the winter months and in the summer months. وكانوا في رحلتهم آمنين, والناس بين متخطف ومنهوب. And whenever they would travel, people would honor them. People of Mecca, people of the Kaaba, people of the custodians of the Kaaba, living in the precincts of Mecca Mukarrama. So notwithstanding your disbelief, you are given respect and honor because of your proximity to the Kaaba. And now you're saying that if you accept Islam, what's going to happen to you? Like, how preposterous, how ludicrous, how insane. Currently, you are doing the wrong, and yet Allah's grace, kindness, clemency, and mercy is still giving you protection, and people are honoring you. And in fact, in Bayanul Quran, there's an amazing reflection there. So Allah says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. You are enjoying the perks because of the Kaaba. So worship the Lord of the Kaaba. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, who's given you food against hunger. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and given you safety against fear. فيه دلالة على أن من حصل له مال أو جاه ببركة شيء من أمور الدين ينبغي أن يزداد شكره وإطاعته له تعالى لا أن يطغى ويفتخر ويرى نفسه مستحقا لذلك الإكرام. We learn from this that if any person enjoys prominence or status or recognition because of deen, because of the knowledge of deen, because of the following, because of, you know, Allah has given you something, then this should increase you in your gratitude to Allah and not in your arrogance. So Allah says, number one, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّلْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Did we not give them a safe place in the protection and of the Kaaba? يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that the fruit and the produce of everything is brought to Makkah Mukarramah. And this was the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتُ, oh Allah, grant them the best of fruits. And here the scholars say, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah didn't say ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَجَرَةٍ, that the produce of every tree. Allah said the produce of everything, meaning every item, you know, what has been manufactured, what has been designed, what has been built, you would find that it is brought into Makkah Mukarramah and it is exported there. And during the times of Hajj and Umrah, when tens of hundreds of thousands of people come and converge, there will never be a shortage. This is the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So currently you're in a safe place, in a secured place of the haram, and you enjoy all the perks through the prayer and the supplication of your ancestor Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Yujba ilayhi thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqan min ladunna, provision from our side. Walakin aktharahum la ya'lamun, but the majority of them don't seem to realize, don't seem to understand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 58, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا. The second answer. And how many a nations, and how many a villages, and how many a cities we destroyed who were boastful on their affluence. بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا. They were boasting, they were bragging about their wealth, their economic stability. بَطِرَتْ, right? وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا وَرِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. So بَطِرَتْ, they were proud, they were arrogant, they were boastful. Allah destroyed them. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا وَرُسُلِهِ فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. What is the answer given here? You should be afraid that you would be taken away and you would be destroyed if you persist on disbelief, and not to be afraid that you would be destroyed if you accept Iman. You, like, where is your logic? You're not even thinking what you're saying. You say, no, if I become a Muslim, how will I eat? Allah is providing you with this, despite you're a disbeliever, and then you say, no, my apprehension of reverting to the truth is what would happen. And again, we use the same thing and we say, person says, no, well, if I give up interest, then how will I live? You're doing the wrong. You in curse with, you know, with the wrath of Allah and the anger of Allah, and Allah out of His clemency and His grace is still providing you and providing me. So if you give up the wrong, why won't Allah bless you? Why won't Allah give you? Surely He will bless you. Surely He will bless you. On the reverse, you should be fearing the torment of Allah if you persist on what you're doing. And look, and Allah is saying to them, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ Verse 58, how many nations and tribes and villages and people we destroyed? بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا Who were boastful on their affluence. Because of their disbelief and their crime and their disobedience, we destroyed them. فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا So those dwellings were not inhabited but for a short stint. Those dwellings on which the wrath of Allah came, on which the punishment of Allah came, they were inhabited very briefly. In which context? A passerby, a traveler, a wayfarer, he just stopped there. People were wiped out, the nation of Ad and Thamud. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ وَبِاللَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ You pass by it morning and evening, won't you pause and reflect and introspect? So these people who were boastful, who were arrogant, who thought they were anchored and established, who had the economic muscle, but due to their disbelief, Allah destroyed them. So fear your disbelief and embrace the truth. The truth is a source of protection. Embracing the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam would attract the mercy of Allah. And persisting on your disbelief will bring your downfall and your collapse. فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا Those dwellings, those cities were inhabited only for a short period, somebody passing by. لَا تَدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونُوا بَاكِينَ The Prophet ﷺ said to the Sahaba, as they passed by the ruins of Thamud, that do not enter the cities of people who oppress themselves, and upon whom the wrath of Allah came, but that you lower your gaze and you cry and you move swiftly through there, lest you are also, gripped by the punishment and seized by the torment that had gripped them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 59, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا So their arrogance was such, they would say, okay, so if disbelief is going to bring destruction, so why are we not being destroyed? Why are we not being destroyed? This is how provocative they were. This is how arrogant they were. The nation of Nuh said to Nuh alayhi salam, قالوا يا نوح قد جادلتنا فأكثرت جدالنا فأتنا بما تعدنا لا إله إلا الله Oh Nuh, we're tired of your threats. We're tired of your promises. We're tired of your warnings. Listen, we're telling you, bring the punishment of Allah. Nadhar bin Harith said, إِن كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوَئِتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Why are you telling us that the previous nations, received an evil shower, a shower of stones that was sent upon them? أَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ Evil indeed was the shower that came upon the warned nation. Why didn't you bring that punishment to us? Where's the punishment that you're talking about? Bring it upon us. This is how provocative they were. Pharaoh said to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Dharuni, said to the people, Dharuni, leave me alone. Aqtul Musa, I'm going to assassinate Musa. Wal yad'u Rabbah, and he can call his Lord. I don't care. He can call out to his Lord. Abu Jahl said, we're going to call our army. We're going to call our army. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَا سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَا سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا Wow, man, this is just amazing. Tell him to call his assembly. Tell him to call his group. Tell him to call his cronies. سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَا We are dispatching the angels of hell. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ غِلَاظُ الْأَقْوَالِ شِدَادُ الْأَفْعَالِ Who are mighty, who are strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 59, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَىٰ And Allah will not destroy a nation حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا Until Allah sends in its capital city, in its main city, in its mother city, that's the word, meaning mother, Asas foundation, capital city, in its main city, Rasulan, a prophet, Yatlu alayhim ayatina, who recites our verses to them. So this is the grace of Allah. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا We will not punish a nation until we don't send a messenger to them to remind them, to alert them, to advise them, to guide them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hence sent the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we could surely make your task easier by sending a prophet to every town and every locality. But then if we send multiple prophets, the reward will be distributed amongst all. We have sent you exclusively. كَفَّةً لِلنَّاسِ جَمِيعًا قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا We've sent you as a universal prophet unto everyone. So we will not destroy a nation until we send a prophet to the capital city. From this, we also learn the scholars say that by and large, the prophets would come to the main cities and not to the smaller villages, but to the main cities. And of course, the villages would be connected and associated to the main cities. Like, you know, at times you would have a program or an event, you would have it at the main and the capital. And of course, it would attract people from the surrounding areas. حتى يبعث في أمها رسولا يتلو عليهم آياتنا The Nabi would come and he would recite the verses of Allah, which is one of the functions of a Nabi. ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم وما كنا مهلك القرى إلا وأهلها ظالمون And we will not destroy a nation unless they are evildoers and oppressors. They are evildoers and oppressors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reflect that despite your evil, you have enjoyed protection because of the sanctity of the Kaaba. And you should fear that your disbelief will result in your destruction. And look at the nations before you, those who were arrogant, how Allah destroyed them. So two answers were given to them. The third answer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verse 60, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Even if perchance, after accepting the truth, some difficulty came to you, some hardship came to you. Remember, whatever you have of this world are the adornments of this world. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ Whatever has been given to you, فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتُهَا It is the adornments of this world, of this worldly life. It's temporary. It's transitory. Nothing is going to remain here forever. So even if you lost anything, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى Give preference to the eternal over the temporary. كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ The problem is the human race loves immediate. And akhirah is the latter. وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ And you ignoring and omitting and excluding the latter. You just want immediate gain. You want immediate gain. فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ That even if perchance some difficulty, some hardship, it's temporary. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in pain, and Fatima radiyallahu anha is observing the pain of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says, wa karba abata, oh the pain of my dad is so much. One of the most difficult moments in life is. To witness the pain of your beloved and you can do nothing. To see your parents in pain is a very, very difficult thing. You can do every comfort you can offer them. But when you see them in pain, you cannot do anything. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his fatal illness and the pangs of death were intense. And Safiya radiallahu anha said, O Prophet of Allah, I truly wish I could be in your pain and you could be in my comfort. And that was the love that the Sahaba had. When Zayd radiallahu anhu was being executed and Abu Sufyan said, Are you not wishing that you could be in the place of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَتُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ مُحَمَّدًا أَلْآنَ فِي مَكَانِكَ That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be in your place and you be in his place in comfort. He said, لَا أُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ مُحَمَّدًا فِي مَكَانِهِ الَّذِي هُوَ فِيهِ وَتُصِيبُهُ شَوْكَةٌ تُؤْذِيهِ وَأَنِّي جَالِسٌ فِي أَهْلِ I cannot imagine the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being in the place where he is and a thorn must prick him, I will give my life. So Allah says, whatever you have is the temporary, transitory adornments of this world. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ And the reward of Allah, khair, is better, is wholesome. وَأَبْقَى And everlasting, unending, perpetual, inexhaustible. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Don't you realize, don't you ponder, don't you focus? It's basic logic. Give preference to the latter over the temporary. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, if a person has to make a bequest that a third of my wealth must be given to the most intelligent person, the most wise person, then it would be given to the one who obeys Allah the most, because surely he is the most wise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Wise indeed is the person who controls his nafs and prepares for death and prepares for the life of akhirah. May Allah make us amongst those wise people. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.